Python has become the rock star of programming languages, beloved by everyone from Silicon Valley engineers to academic researchers. What's the secret to its popularity? It might be the clean, English-like syntax that makes code readable even to beginners. Or perhaps it's the incredible versatility that powers Netflix recommendations, Instagram's backend, and scientific research worldwide. Did you know Python was named after Monty Python, not the snake? This playful origin perfectly captures the language's approachable nature, with Python consistently ranking among the top three programming languages globally and growing 27% year over year. There's never been a better time to dive in. Python transforms complex programming concepts into accessible knowledge, opening doors to countless technological possibilities. Whether you're looking to automate tedious tasks, analyze data, or build the next great app, Python offers the perfect balance of simplicity and power to bring your ideas to life. Getting Python ready on your computer is surprisingly straightforward, though the process varies slightly depending on your operating system. Python comes in two major versions, Python 2, the legacy version, and Python 3, the modern standard. Always choose Python 3 for new projects. It's where all the exciting development happens. Windows users can simply visit python.org, download the installer, and follow the prompts. One crucial step, check the Add Python to Path option during installation. This small checkbox saves hours of frustration by allowing your computer to find Python from any folder. Mac users often discover their system already has Python 2 pre-installed. However, you'll want to download Python 3 from python.org to access modern features and compatibility with current tutorials and libraries. Linux enthusiasts can typically install Python 3 with a simple command like apt-get install Python 3 or yum install Python 3, depending on your distribution. After installation, test your setup by opening a terminal or command prompt and typing Python 3, or just Python on some systems. When you see the three dots prompt appear, you've entered Python's interactive mode, a playground where you can experiment with code snippets and test ideas immediately. Variables are labeled containers holding information in your program. In Python, variables can hold various data types without specifying the type in advance. Python is case-sensitive, so score, score, and score are different variables. Use descriptive, lowercase names with underscores for readability, like user underscore age or total score. Strings are character sequences created with single, hello, or double quotes, allowing quotes within strings. String methods transform text without altering the original string, including upper, lower, strip, removes white space, and replace. Lists are ordered collections that can hold any data type. Colors equals red, green, blue. Access elements using zero-based indexing, colors 0 for red, or negative indexing, colors -1 for the last item. Lists are mutable, allowing modifications after creation. Add items with append, insert, or extend. Remove items with remove or pop. Boolean values, true and false, form programming's logical foundation. Comparisons like 5 greater than 3 evaluate to true, while 10 equal 9 evaluates to false. These drive conditional statements. If temperature greater than 90, print, it's hot outside. Else, if temperature less than 50, print, it's cold outside. Else, print, the weather is pleasant. Python uses indentation for code blocks, making logic visually clear. Boolean operators combine conditions. AND requires all conditions to be true, while OR needs just one. Conditionals can nest for complex decision paths, like authentication systems. Lists work efficiently with loops. The for loop processes each item automatically. For color in colors, print, I like color. This works for any list size, with the loop variable taking each value sequentially. For more control, the range function generates numerical sequences. Range 5 loops from 0 to 4, while range 2, 8, 2 creates 2, 4, 6. Functions are reusable blocks of code that perform specific tasks, transforming repetitive code into elegant, maintainable solutions. Creating a function uses the def keyword. Def calculate discount, price, discount percent, discount amount, final price. This function accepts parameters, performs a calculation, and returns a result. The doc string documents the function's purpose, centralizing logic that might otherwise be scattered throughout your code. Parameters enhance flexibility, with some required and others having default values. Def greet name message welcome to Python. You can call this as greet Alex or customize both parameters with greet Alex, great to see you. Functions can call other functions, creating layers of abstraction that make complex programs manageable. This modular approach is like building with Lego bricks, simple pieces combining to create sophisticated structures. Modules are Python files containing reusable code, functions, variables, and classes designed for import into other programs. This modular approach prevents reinventing the wheel for common functionality. The Python standard library includes modules for various tasks with every Python installation. The DateTime module handles dates, while the Requests module manages HTTP requests, letting you focus on your program's unique aspects. Importing uses simple syntax. Import random. Number equals random.randint 1 to 10, or for specific components. From DateTime, import DateTime. Current time equals DateTime.now. Beyond the standard library, thousands of third-party modules from PyPy extend Python's capabilities into specialized domains like web development, Django, Flask, data analysis, Pandas, Matplotlib, machine learning, TensorFlow, Scikit-learn, and game development, Pygame. Any Python file can be imported as a module, encouraging code reuse as projects grow. Python's modular nature lets you build on others' work, creating sophisticated programs efficiently. Python's versatility extends beyond basic syntax. As you grow comfortable with the language, you'll discover powerful features like list comprehensions, elegant one-liners that transform or filter collections. X squared for x in range 10, if x% 2 equals 0, creates a list of doubled even numbers from 0 to 9. Error handling with try except blocks makes your programs resilient. Try. Result equals 10 divided by user input. Except, 0 division error. Print, cannot divide by 0. Except, value error. Print, please enter a valid number. Object-oriented programming lets you create custom data types through classes, bundling data and behavior in logical units. Python excels across diverse fields, data analysis, pandas, matplotlib, web development, Django, Flask, and machine learning, TensorFlow, scikit-learn, making sophisticated tools accessible to newcomers. The journey from Python novice to confident programmer emphasizes problem-solving skills over syntax memorization. Personal projects like building games or automating tasks cement understanding better than abstract exercises. Programming blends technical skill with creativity, offering multiple valid approaches to each problem. With experience, you'll develop intuition for balancing readability, performance, and maintainability. Python's versatility ensures your skills transfer across domains, from web development to data science. The supportive community provides excellent resources through Stack Overflow and Python.org documentation, resources even experienced programmers regularly consult. Your Python journey connects you to a global conversation about technology's potential. The logical thinking you develop extends beyond programming, providing essential literacy for our code-driven world.